it was my idea, and it just, and you know, it occurred to me that Fort Mac had this kind of grassroots movement to get help to us here in the fires in the beginning, from the very beginning, actually. And they just, you know, I have trouble even expressing how grateful we are, but they literally came out of the bush. These guys in a pickup truck that said Bubba's something or other, truck repairs or something like that, with this trailer that was kind of makeshift size with plywood and pallets or whatever, get piled high with stuff for fire departments that they knew we would need before we even knew that we would need it. And they were, my husband came home that night, he's a firefighter, and he came home that night and he just, you know, he was almost overcome to think these guys took time off work. They were entirely on their own dime and they took the initiative to collect all this stuff and find fire departments to help. And not only that, then some of them actually stayed for weeks and helped us get food and medicine and supplies to communities that were cut off behind roadblocks. That, you know, like Horsefly and Likely, for example, never had an order, but yet they couldn't go anywhere. And so these guys found a way and found the stuff they needed, and we were able to give them lists, and next thing you know, they had it, and they were delivering it, and we had, you know, we had great volunteers here, and some other places did also do this kind of thing, and it was awesome. But Fort McMurray did it first, and they were just so overwhelming, you know, their generosity, their one guy actually on the way, I think it was on the way to his wedding or something, he heard about a McLeese Lake Fire Department needing a pump, and he actually maxed out his credit card to buy this pump and deliver it to them on the way. You know, like just this stuff that is just so grassroots and so special.